April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Go Birds Radio, presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook, coming to you from the beautiful Sportsbook at Parks Casino. Coming after, I would venture to say, Elliot Shore Parks, in the long and storied 30-plus year history of WIP, probably the single biggest drop-off from one show to the next is happening in this moment right now. What an amazing 3 hours of radio that just was.
I mean, unbelievable. Like, look, we talk a lot, both off the air and on the air, about how lucky we are to have this job and to do what we do. And we were just sitting here during this last break and saying, even though we knew how awesome it was to work at the same station as Ray Dinger and Glenn Mack now as well, it never really set in to us that we get to follow the race after that, you know? And
what a unique honor that is.
Yeah, it really is. And to be down there today and you know, be there for Ray's going away / retirement party. It was awesome. And it was really cool to hear everybody call in, you know, all the special guests and even some of the few callers that have gotten through and to hear them talk about Ray. And it was really, really cool. Obviously, I'm sure we'll get into Eagle stuff today. But, you know, to kind of paraphrase Andy Reid from a while back, like, this is Ray's day today.
Yeah. Exactly. And if you want to call in and talk about Ray, obviously, as the last – you know, show, there were so many guests and they didn't get to as many calls, I'm sure, as they would like. So if you want to call in and talk about Ray, talk about that 3 hours, obviously we'll take those calls. This is Ray's. They've really raised weekend in reality. Tomorrow, 10-1, I think the potential to be the most listened to weekend show in the history of WIP tomorrow.
And rightfully so.
As it should be, exactly.
That's the thing, rightfully so. And, you know, I was lucky enough to fill in this week for a few days with Richie out, who I hope is feeling better. But to do that hour with Ray was really cool. And I think one thing that has really kind of set in for me about Ray, just thinking about his career, is, you know, there's a lot of jokes about he doesn't have a cell phone, he doesn't use social media, all that stuff. The fact that he went from being one of the best writers this city had to then transitioning into TV, to transitioning into radio, like, as much as we joke about him not being, you know, technologically savvy, it's extremely impressive how he has been able to step into so many different forms of media and excel at all of them. And he touched on it today. As great of a writer as he was or still is, and as great as you know, he is on TV, I really think having him on WIP has been such a treat for everybody in Philadelphia. The chance to connect with him.
Yeah, to talk to him.
To people.
Totally.
And it's so true. I mean, when I went from being a writer to going into radio and getting to know you, you said it all the time. Like, the difference between radio and everything else is the callers. And I think as much as this is about Ray, and it is, just hearing the connection he was able to build with the callers over these past however many years, it's just been extremely
special.
It's a
great point, and I think the reason that connection has been so strong, obviously it's partially just because he's Ray Dinger, and he is the literal GOAT of Philadelphia media, Philadelphia writers, all that stuff. But I think it's also, and it's another theme that you heard throughout all the guests today, throughout everyone on the station who's talked, from callers who've met him and all that, is that it's not just that, Ray Dittinger, the legend reporter, talker, whatever, is retiring. It's the person that he is and the impact he's had on people, and the fact that we heard so many times today that he's just such a genuine human being. And it doesn't matter if you're the lowliest producer or you're freaking Howie Roseman or whatever. It doesn't matter. He's going to treat everyone the same way, and he's going to treat you with respect and honor. And it's just, it really, it's been such a nice opportunity to not just honor the career, the, you know, Hall of Fame, literally, career that he's had, but also to honor someone who's been such a good human in this industry and in this market and made such a difference in people's lives. It's really, it's a special weekend.
I mean, even look, we're down at his thing today, and the studio, the new studio down at 2400 Market's been open for, you know, 3 years. Obviously, the COVID thing was a bit of a buzzkill for it for a while, but I've never seen it as crowded as it was today.
Yeah, it was packed.
Just, you know, all the not just the people that work there, his family and everything, so a really special day, and, you know, it's awesome to get to play even a tiny part of it, of following that show up. It's just really cool, and happy to get to do it with you.
Me too, buddy. Yeah. It's a real honor. And again, if you want to call in and talk about Ray today, it is Ray's weekend. We are happy to talk Ray Dittinger. We'll also talk some birds, as I Ray would want us to.
Ray would want,
it is Ray's, you know, calling card, so
if
to speak.
If there's nothing Ray loves more, I'm sure it's than a list that's created controversy.
Yes,
Ray Dittinger.
Exactly.
Yes.
So let's dive in. Last year, I think we all remember the Chris Sims list.
You know, the infamous Chris Sims
Jalen Hurts. And last year it was pure absurdity. I mean, putting Kellen Mond in front of him and Case Keenum. And it was silly. We all knew it was silly in the moment. And Chris Sims had to come out during the season and apologize for it because he was like,
always love when you have to apologize for a list.
For a list.
That's
for
how
an
you
opinion.
Know the list really hit.
It really hit hard. But we're back to Chris Sims
Here we are
list
again.
Time. And
can't kick it.
So the full list has not been released. He goes, you know, five people or five spots a day from 40 to 1. And, you know, Jalen Hurts was not 40 this year.
So an improvement for
Jalen. An improvement. But he does come, you know, in a the other day, yesterday, Sims puts out his 25 through 21.
Yeah.
And there's Jalen Hurts sitting there at number 25 in the NFL, just the four people right in front of him, and there are others that we'll get to, but Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, like, okay, I mean, I get the upside there, and then Zach Wilson and Daniel Jones.
Wow, so that's
out in
that's
front
the
of
one
Jalen
and
Hurts.
He hasn't released the whole list, but we went through before the show, and not on a yellow legal pad, but in a pad on my iPhone, so you know, things have changed, but we went through and tried to figure out, like, who could be on this list that's not on there yet. And one name that sticks out, Carson Wentz, not on the list yet, which presumably means...
Unless he has Carson Wentz as his 41st quarterback, Carson Wentz will be in front of Hurts on this
surprised.
List.
Yeah, Hurts will be in front of him. You know, and seeing this really made me think, and we talk about Jalen a lot on this station and off air, and really whoever I run into, I basically talk to Jalen about at this point. But are we underrating Jalen when you see that he's 25th on this list? He was 19th last year, I believe, in passer rating, 22nd in QBR. You look at the total touchdowns, the rushing touchdowns. The fact he was one of, you know, 12 or whatever, I guess 14 quarterbacks that were in the playoffs last year. Is he underrated at this point? Like, we can debate his future and all that stuff, but for him to be 25th and behind Daniel Jones, who – his record must be, you know, I don't know, like 9-30 at this point in his career. Zach Wilson, who was a complete disaster last year. Again, if you want to say Trevor Lawrence and Justin Fields strictly off upside, fine, I guess. But if you look at how they played last year, Jalen was better than both of them, especially Justin Fields. And Trevor Lawrence had his moments. But, yeah, I think when you look at where Jalen's at, there is still something about the national media. And look, local media as well, certainly, and callers that just don't buy into him. But I think that even if you're one of the callers or media members that says, I don't know if he's a guy long term, I don't know if you can win a Super Bowl with him, 25th is disrespectful to what Jalen has accomplished. If you look at what he's done in his football career, Alabama, right, starts as a freshman, goes to Oklahoma, is in the Heisman finalist, comes in as rookie year for a terrible team and shows signs of life. Comes in last year for a team that was supposed to win 6.5 games, took them to the playoffs. And I know it was a team effort and all that, but he was the quarterback of the team. There has really not been a moment in Jalen's life outside of the one time he got benched in one game where he has failed, right? And so when you look at this list, last year I think not having him on it, you know, I don't want to say disrespectful because I know there's no personal animosity from Chris Sims to Jalen Hurts. But if you're Jalen, that's disrespectful. He went to the top colleges, right, and all those things. And now you look at what he accomplished last year. And to still be behind guys that have a long track record of failure in the NFL. Daniel Jones has a long track record of failure in the NFL. And I'm higher than on Daniel Jones than a lot of people. Carson Wentz had one good year. One good year. So ultimately, I look at who he has ahead of Jalen potentially, who we think might be there, who is right there ahead of him. And once again, Jalen is being underrated by the national media.
Yeah, same side today, buddy. I won't be yelling at you.
You don't want to fight?
I can't fight. I think this is asinine. Honestly, I think it is disrespectful. I think that's the right word for it. It's, again, look, I get it. Is Jalen Hurts where he needs to be or even close to where he needs to be as a passer? No, he's not. I get that. But guess what? Being a quarterback is not just about throwing the ball. There is a lot more that goes into it. This guy is an elite running quarterback. Elite. One of the two best in football. I think most people would agree. This guy has every single thing you could want above the shoulders, whether the intangibles, the leadership, the work hard, all that stuff, everything you can want. And then on top of that, like, he's 23 years old.
Yeah.
Like, he's going to get better. The idea that he's just what he is now. And I would argue that last year he was, I don't know, somewhere from 15 to 20 in terms of if you just rank the quarterbacks from last year.
I think
year
he was closer to 15 than 20.
I do too. Yeah. Regardless, he's certainly not number 25. And the idea that this is based on him potentially getting better, I think this is honestly a real slap in the face to Jalen Hurts.
And the thing about the passing the ball that we talk about so much with him, there's no question he has to improve in that area. No question. When you look at his game, that's the weakness right now. But it's interesting how when you talk about him so much and you debate him with different people, and then you go back and actually watch a game from last year, like, he is, like, let's not overdo this here. He is a capable passer of the ball, mm-hmm. right? You don't win 9 games. I know they ran it quite a bit. But you don't win 9 games and make the playoffs.
I mean,
in the NFL.
He threw for 400 yards in an NFL game. That
yes.
did happen,
yes.
you know?
Yes, the Tampa Bay game was concerning. But because obviously they were unable to pass it there. But ultimately, when I look at where Jalen ranks, I think he's probably inside the top 15, if not like 15, 16, 17-ish, like around
yeah,
that
Yeah, I would say like, for me, 18 is like his floor. As I've gone through the list, like I can't find a way to put him lower than 18.
So let's talk about the Carson thing. Carson is ahead of him. How do you feel about that?
I think it's ridiculous. Like, I get it. Physical tools and all that. But how much more Carson Wentz do we need to see? We know who this guy is. This guy was a 16-point favorite in the final game of the season when all he had to do was win the football game to make the playoffs. And not only did he lose, he got his ass whooped.
Yeah.
Like, they got beat handily by the team that had the number one pick in the draft. Beat them handily in the last game of the season. Like, I'm sorry. That matters to me. I look at that and I say, that's not a winning quarterback. And we've seen so many times. That's the thing with Jalen, too, that we don't talk enough about last season. I think, you know, we give him credit for the running the football and we kind of ding him for the passing part. But how about the protecting the football part? How
yeah.
about the job that this guy doesn't make bad decisions with the football that often? The Tampa Bay game was a bad game. I get it. And it left a bad taste in people's mouth, and he had some bad decisions in that. But for the most part, especially compared to Carson Wentz, at least you know this guy's going to protect the football. At least you know he's going to make the right decisions, not throw horrible game-changing interceptions. Like, he's not going to be stupid with the football, and I think that has to matter too.
And that's why this year is so big, because you look at last season – and he exceeded expectations by every stretch, exceeded expectations. This year, the expectations are even higher, but the roster around him is better. And so I think going into this season, once again, he is going in where he has to prove his doubters wrong. And there's probably more of him than there should be, but he is set up to do that with the roster and the schedule that's in front of him.
215-592-9494. And look, there are a lot of people in this city who don't believe in Jalen still. We're about to talk to one of them. We're going to see how he feels about it. And if you're one of those people, call in and tell us why Chris Sims is right. You know, we both think this is flat out wrong when you
yeah,
talk about
the
ranking.
It was wrong last year.
And it was wrong last year. He is underrating Jalen Hurts and what he is as a quarterback. But if you disagree, let us know. 215-592-9494. Let's start out where we do every single Saturday at this time. Let's go to Abington and talk to our buddy Tom. Yo, Tom.
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
What up, Tom? How you doing?
I'm good. So if I could just give a quick recognition, I hope everybody takes time for Memorial Day for the many people and their families who paid the ultimate sacrifice.
Yes.
Just so we could do something as silly as talk on the radio.
Absolutely, Tom. It's a great point.
Yeah. And kudos to Glenn Mack now, too. Those 3 hours, man, that was dynamic. That was a who's who in Philly sports, man.
It was unbelievable. That's why I wasn't joking at the start of the show when I said there's never been a bigger drop-off in WIP history. When you go from, like, Howie Roseman and Mike Quick and Harold Carmichael, Ike Reese and this and that, Ed Rendell and all this, and then it's like, hey, James and Elliot are here.
Well, don't undersell yourself, James. This is mostly about me. James is a legend already in his own right.
Well, you remember the letter I read on air, James?
Yes, I thought it was
about
really, really, really nice letter, Tom.
Yeah, and I had the pleasure of meeting him a handful of times, and he always makes time for everybody. So
yeah.
God bless Ray. I hope he has a great retirement.
Me too, buddy.
So James, did you hear ESP's high school soccer coach calling to Martin Reese?
No, I did not.
This, yeah.
Oh, what is this?
Yeah.
I know nothing about this, Tom.
Uh-huh. So he's going to call in more so they can pick his brain more about how esp there was in high school.
He was kind, and I loved playing for him. I thought he undersold my abilities a little bit.
I'm sure you did, buddy.
I was
sure
the leading goal scorer, if I remember correctly, before.
I think he said
Elliot
you were
Parks,
right?
Was delusional.
Yeah, no, he said I was quick, not fast. And I'm like, well, those are kind of the same things. But it was really cool to hear from him. I wish I could have been on air when he called in, but.
Well, he said he'll call in again, so that's I look awesome. Forward to hearing that.
Me too, buddy.
So what's the problem with Chris Sims? What's the issue? I mean, Hurts cracked the top 32, right?
Yeah, buddy. Yeah.
I know you were happy when you saw that.
So what? Look, I know you always call him Mr. Intangibles and all that, but
yeah.
what is it that you think, Jalen? I know he's, you know, the passing thing, but like, do you think 25 is a fair ranking? Do you think?
Oh,
that's
absolutely
the right
not. Listen, Elliot said that the national media is underselling Jalen Hurts, but I don't consider Chris Sims media at all after this list. Are you kidding me?
Well,
like Daniel Jones is the one.
Daniel Jones is the tough one to explain.
That's tough, man.
It's the Kellen.
Anytime I hear his name, I see him tripping over the 12-yard line.
Yes. Yes,
that's
Tom.
All I see in my mind. So how in the hell do you put him ahead of Jalen Hurts? And you guys know how I feel about Hurts.
Yeah, for sure. No, that says something.
Well, he has to do a couple things for me this year. And James, you're not going to like this. Elliot, you're going to love it.
All right.
He's got to stay healthy first off.
And he's got to win a playoff game. Is that what you're about to say?
I am. I'm leaning towards that with Elliot. Yeah, and
there's
James,
a reason Tom from Abington leads the show off. He knows ball.
Yeah. I know it's unfair. You know what I mean? Like, I know the devil's in the details. Like,
yes.
He loses a 35-33 game with a last-minute field goal. I get all that. You know what I mean?
I do.
But I still can't help but feel he's got it. For where he is with what he's shown me, he has to take the next step forward, and that's win a playoff game.
No,
I mean, if people are going to give him credit for making the playoffs, even though he played a bunch of scrubs, he's got to take that step.
No, and I get it. And Tommy, as always, great call. Have a wonderful
day. Take care, fellas.
Look, I get the point of it. My point is always, to Tom's point, the devil is in the details. There are examples where it can play out where he's awesome and they lose and all that stuff. But I get the premise of it, the idea that the Eagles need to go further this year than they went last year. And I do understand that. 215-592-9494 to get in. If you want to pay tribute to the great legendary Ray Dinger on his last weekend before he retires tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Wild Dev, I like a time too, right? 1 o'clock tomorrow he's retired.
Yes.
So if you want to chime in on that, we would love to take those calls. And, of course, the Eagles and Chris Sims' list. Is 25 unfair? Is it disrespectful to Jalen Hurts? Or is... probably right around there. 215-592-9494. It's Elliot. It's James. It's Go Birds Radio. And let me tell you about the all-new Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. It is here. Get in on all the action, whether it's baseball, basketball, hockey playoffs, golf, futures bets, the upcoming football season. There's a huge soccer game later today. Download the all-new Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app and make your first bet risk-free up to $750. Bet more than the score. You can bet on individual player performances, hits, home runs, strikeouts in baseball, points, rebounds, assists in basketball. Bet Parks is the official sportsbook and casino app of Go Birds, and it's the only one that we here recommend. The Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app, where odds, bets, slots, and games all come together in perfect harmony right in your pocket. Sportsbook and all your favorite casino games for real money all in one amazing app. Live in-game betting lets you bet while you watch. Download the app right now in the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. Again, use our promo code GOBIRDS, that's G-O-B-I-R-D-S, to get your first bet risk-free. BetParks is also an official proud betting operator of the PGA Tour. It is Go Birds Radio, presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook from the beautiful Sportsbook at the Parks Casino. Memorial Day weekend, a little three-day weekend, Elliot Shore Parks.
Not for us.
No, we're working right now.
Yeah, yeah. You take anything from Ray Dinger.
Yes.
You work hard.
That's true, actually. Yeah, I mean, show up.
Yeah,
do your
exactly,
job.
Exactly.
That's the Ray
Are
Dinger
you sad
motto.
You're not down the shore, though?
So I'm not a big shore guy. So, no, I'm okay. I mean, like, I like it. Don't get me wrong. Like, yes.
You'll go.
Would I rather be there than my house this weekend? Probably, but not, like, definitely, you know?
You
I'm
strike
not a
me
huge
as a big,
guy.
Like, get there early, carry all the stuff down to the beach.
No.
You know?
Get None
there.
Of this is true.
Really?
None of
okay.
it. I am the don't want to go to the beach. I'll let everyone else do the stuff, and I'll follow, and I'll just hang out on the beach guy. I like to drink. That's really the only
Doesn't
thing
seem
that,
attached
that,
to the beach
that appeals.
All,
but that's my point. It's like the only thing that happens at the beach that appeals to me is the, you know, let's drink some beers and hang out. But I could do that other places. I like reading books, so I guess that is, yeah, I can read a book on the beach. But
so when I was younger, I used to be so afraid of the beach. My family would go, and I would I would sit up in the dunes, and they'd have to, like, come get me and be like, it's all right, buddy. Like, come
That's
on down.
Pretty funny.
It was only, like, nine.
No, it took Zoe, like, when we took her to the beach last summer, so she would have been, like, 2.5 or whatever, and it took her, like, 3 minutes. To not be scared of the ocean.
Okay.
Like,
well,
at first she wasn't into
I mean,
it, and then by
that,
the end she was like jumping up and down and going nuts. So it took her a couple minutes.
My issue is the sand.
I think we already knew that.
My issue is the sand.
The sand.
I hate when I get, like, you know.
The Anakin Skywalker of radio right there.
Exactly. Yeah,
this is
not big on the sand. Didn't get
surprising.
That reference at all, but
I know
it sounds
didn't.
Like maybe Star Wars.
It is Star Wars. Look at you, buddy.
I don't know what the sand has to do with it, but
Anakin. Imagine not knowing Anakin Skywalker.
I know it is. Luke Skywalker's son, right?
Dad, Mosh, cut that audio for me, please, and just say
I mean, well,
that.
Can't
somewhere.
Be Anakin Skywalker. Can't be Luke Skywalker.
It's
right?
his father. Buddy.
Okay, all right. So I was off one. I was correct.
Pretty big off, though. I'm not gonna lie.
Not really.
215-592-9494. If you want to make fun of Elliot Shore Parks for calling Anakin Skywalker Luke's
irritating.
Son,
and it gets everywhere.
There I thought that is. Was Mosh whispering for a second.
If Mosh, that would have
No, that was weird. Anakin Skywalker right. explaining why he doesn't like sand, and it could have been Elliot Shore Parks.
There it All is. 215-592-9494. If you want to chime in on Elliot's absurdity there, please feel free. Let's go to Vancouver and talk to our pal Tommy. Hey, Tom.
Hello, gentlemen.
What's up, Tom? How you doing?
I'm doing very well. Trying to just picture, Anakin Skywalker doing a Darth Vader voice, Luke, you are my son, type thing.
Luke, I am your son, Luke.
Yeah, I guess I got that one wrong,
yes,
unfortunately.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, pretty big
kudos,
mess.
Kudos to Tom for Abington for doing the Memorial Day shout out.
Yes,
so,
100%.
Yeah, that too. I woke up at 5:30 this morning because I'm not a great sleeper. So I don't have insomnia, but, I'm probably one removed from insomnia. Woke up at 5:30 thinking, oh, God, I want to sleep. And then I said to myself, wait a second. Isn't this Ray Dittinger? Isn't this
there
like his
go.
Last weekend?
There you go.
Let me
nice.
Turn on the Odyssey app. Let's tune in there, listen to some of the Ray action. And holy cow, no wonder I've never called in to speak to him. I'd be so self-conscious calling into that guy. He's got, like, governors and Howie and all the rest of it calling. Crazy.
Tom, it really was. It was a magnificent 3 hours of radio and the cavalcade of Philadelphia legends that just hopped on the air to pay respect to Ray Dinger is pretty amazing.
The coolest thing is these people, like, they weren't really asked to come on. They wanted to come on.
Yeah.
Like, they wanted to be a part of this.
Yeah.
So now I also want to raise the point, getting back to your Chris Sims list, that it's very possible that it was a Go Birds caller that broke the list on the air on WIP.
Mm. Ooh, how so? What makes you say that? Was it you?
Well, hashtag better ask Jack.
We'll have to talk
Who's Jack?
To Fritz, I'm assuming he's talking
What's
about.
What's he, the producer for the show?
yeah. Well, I did,
Good word.
I did call up to talk about it. So I don't want to say that I was necessarily the first, but I did call up to talk about it. And I was surprised. Chris Sims, the biggest surprise with the ranking for me was actually that he said it was the arm mechanics and not the decision-making that he felt was the biggest issue.
Wow, and did he? That is surprising.
He did 15 minutes on his podcast on it.
Wow.
15 minutes on Hurts. And he sort of ended it off by saying that he's not forecasting, that that in order to raise him in the rankings, he would have to see him be able to better pass
but
the ball.
But hold up, though. What I don't understand with the not forecasting is then what about Justin Fields? I mean, Daniel Jones.
Well,
Daniel Jones has been a worse NFL player than Jalen Hurts. Like, how can you put that guy in front of him if you're not forecasting?
I'm not here to be an apologist for Chris Sims. Maybe what it is that he can already see in Daniel Jones what he'll be able to do. So it is forecasting from that perspective. Whereas he would have to hold out hope that the arm mechanics would get better. And he did say that arm mechanics are something that's really difficult to improve at this stage of his game.
I think that was his issue with him last year, too.
Yeah, but you were wrong last year. You looked like a fool last year. Maybe learn a lesson,
pal. Well, but here's
what
I'll say to Chris Sims' defense. Like, the biggest deficiency in Jalen Hurts' game is the passing game. Right
yes,
now.
But I agree with Tom in the point that I think the biggest thing Hurts needs to work on is processing and knowing where to go with the ball in the right situations, more so than the mechanics to get the ball there.
So I think it's something to work on, but I also think it's something where it's just experience, too. Like, working on it is correct, but also, like, he is young. He's only started, 18 games or whatever is at this point. You say it all the time with Tom Brady. Like, they say he's seen it all. Because he's seen it all, he's been around long enough to have seen it all. So I think with Jalen, of course he has to work on it, but I also think he'll improve on naturally. Sorry to talk over Tom.
No, it's all good. Yeah. Tom gets his shine.
He does.
No worries.
He does.
He's a Marks and Reese caller now,
He's still a Go Bears caller.
215-592-9494. Let's keep it going with another OG Go Birds caller, CJ in Texas. What up, CJ?
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
What up, CJ? How you doing?
All right, first I want to chip in on the Ray appreciation. And it does mix in with me giving a lot of respect and rest in peace to my brothers in arms that I lost for Sergeant Brisky and Major Splinter while I was in the military. So I want to give a shout out to them and
absolutely
tell their families they're still in my prayers. During those times, being a guy that's not from Philly, a lot of times when it comes to the national media, they only go with the hot takes. They only go with the hot topic, hot teams that they're going to always talk about. So being an Eagles fan, it was always kind of hard when we weren't in our heyday or the national spotlight or the darlings or winning the Super Bowl. They weren't talked about. But with Ray, I could always get articles. I could always get information and get educated and get this knowledge and information about my team.
That's
so
awesome.
For Ray, I really appreciate that. I just really thank somebody. You can see his passion with his writing, you can see his passion as a fan, period. So as a one Eagles fan to another, I know everybody appreciates that. And I just want to say thank you, Ray, for your time and service.
To that point, CJ, I think what's so cool about Ray is he stayed in Philly. He was good enough where he could have done whatever he wanted. He could have gone national. He could have, covered the entire league. And the fact that he stayed here and talked about the Eagles for so long, it was a really special thing for everybody that we were able to have Ray focused on the team we care and cover the most. To do that was really cool.
Yeah, he chose us. He chose us, and he kept choosing us. So I just thank him for that.
Absolutely.
As far as this list, I've been kind of taking it a step back on my fandom reaction to things because I've come to
trying to tone it down a bit.
Yeah, I had to tone it down because you would have these arguments. The first, before Twitter was the big thing, it was the barbershop. It was the stoop. It was the sports bar. But we would have these arguments. Hey, Jordan is better than LeBron and all these different types of topics, right? So then it became TV and Twitter, right? So nowadays, everybody from freaking sports to anything knows all their algorithms as far as can you get people to come to your page so they can make money. So when these people put these lists out, guess what? They have to have some type of hot take for people to come in. So he could have easily put Jalen in the top 20, and it would have been like, man, that's a good ballpark.
I thought about that, TJ. Especially with the reaction he got from Philly last year, he knows that we react for sure.
So how can I get people to, okay, hey, I didn't know who Jalen was as a QB last year. Even though I'm going to put him in the top 20, a business decision, I'm going to put him in 25. So that way, people, the Eagles fans, they've shown that they're big on Twitter, that they support their people, they're going to talk, they're going to click, they're going to share, it's going to be a topic. So if we take a step back and just look at that, or just let it be business as usual, it is what it is. Now, I did, just like Tom said, I may have said it wrong. Tom said he did give about 15 minutes of his breakdown. some of the things I didn't 100% agree with, but I was like, eh, at least he went and looked at film.
Yeah, at least he had a defense for it. Yeah,
no, yeah, at least he had a defense for it. Now, one thing I will say is this. It was a big thing to hear what could be a window for our, for a dynasty for us is hearing Michael Irvin say it and saying, hey, if you get the right QB and the right coach, if our two guys at QB and coach could take that step up and bring this team along with them, and with what we got going with next year as far as the top, our top six picks, as far as the first, second, and third round, we could really be set to be a team that's on the roll.
CJ.
That's where I'm at. I appreciate what you guys do. Elliot, I love you. I know I ride your case, but I just really appreciate
it,
what
CJ.
You guys do.
You too, man.
And I hope you have a great weekend.
You're the best, Siege. One of our favorite callers. We love taking your calls. I want to talk about that next, though.
Yeah, I have a point off of that, too.
It's a really interesting thought because it was Michael Irvin who said that, and it is interesting to think about the – we talk a lot about the what-ifs with Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts. We don't often talk about the – high-end positive what-if.
Yeah.
You know, what if Hurts does take that leap? We're going to get to that next. It's Elliot James. It's Go Birds Radio from the beautiful Sportsbook at Parks Casino. We're coming right back. It is Go Birds Radio, presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook from the beautiful Sportsbook here at Parks Casino. The all-new Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app has you covered. James Seltzer, Anakin Skywalker with you.
Apparently Luke Skywalker's dad.
Who knew?
Not to spoil it for anybody. Yes,
I think we're okay on that
one. Hasn't seen it. Yeah.
Yes. All right. Back to the phones in a sec. Interesting point brought up by our last caller, CJ, heading into the break. The comments, and we have not talked about these comments, Michael Irvin essentially talking about the idea that if Hurts and Sirianni end up being the guys, that the Eagles could have a D-word, a dynasty. Maybe take it a little far, but we do talk a lot about, you know, is Hurts the guy, is he not? We talk about his positives and negatives. And I think we talk a lot about him, like, taking a step forward, but I don't think we talk a lot about, like, what if he takes a Carson Wentz step forward? What if one year he's, you know, 20th best quarterback?
I mean, they take a Carson
what
Wentz
What if he
step
becomes
forward,
a top five? I'm talking about 2017 Carson
Wentz.
Yeah,
I mean, right.
Like, I mean, where he becomes, you know, one of the 5-7, but and again, I'm not expecting this, but I think there is a at least percentage chance of this. Like, it is possible with his physical abilities, with the way he works, that he could take a bigger leap than I think people are expecting. And Sirianni, it's certainly believable that he could turn out to be a great coach. What do you think the likelihood of something like that happening, and what are the repercussions? Like, the Irvin dynasty thing is obviously lofty and a lot,
yeah.
But like, what does that mean? What kind of team are we talking about if those two things happen?
I mean, look, if Jalen plays to the level Carson did in 2017, I mean, the Eagles are going to be Super Bowl contenders for the next however many years. Like, I don't know how else to put it. Like, you know, I mean, Carson was unbelievable in 2017. Yeah. And unfortunately, he got hurt and it ruined his career. But, like, if Jalen plays to that level and maintains that, yeah, Michael Irvin's not wrong. They might – look, winning a Super Bowl is really hard. I think there's a lot of luck involved. We could actually talk about that poll this week.
We'll get to that.
Yeah, I mean, if Jalen plays to that level, they are going to be really, really good for a long time because they have a really good general manager that invests in the right positions. They have young skill players. They have, on defense, you know, they're a bit more unproven, but young players that you think have upside, N'Kobe Dean, Jordan Davis, James Bradbury, he's youngish.
Yeah, they've youthified the roster, so to speak.
But here's what I would say, too, and that's what I think is so interesting about this season, is the variance on what could happen is unbelievable because the roster is loaded, but the two biggest question marks on the roster are the two most important things.
Yeah.
Like I know as a general kind of fan base and media market, we all seem higher on Nick Sirianni than Jalen Hurts, but let's be real. Like, Nick Sirianni is not a proven commodity.
No, absolutely
at
not.
All,
yeah,
right? I mean,
for sure.
Look, when they were 2-5 last year, like, Joe DeCamera wanted
said
them fired.
Fire him.
Right,
yes.
Exactly. So,
yes.
So yes, the Eagles can be very good next year, but I think you could say for almost every team in the NFL, if they get a great head coach and great quarterback play, they're going to be good. Like, so I don't think that makes Eagles unique. What makes them unique is the talent that's on the roster outside of those two, you know, coach and quarterback role.
215-592-9494 if you want to chime in on that as well. Let's go back to the phones, go to Wisconsin and talk to our pal Trey. Hey, Trey.
What's up, boys? It's a real one. It's been a long time.
My man, it has been a while. How you been, Trey?
I could tell right away the confidence in your voice.
Yeah,
you sounded like a real one. You could just sniff it out.
Our favorites.
I got the quintessential list for you, James. We're going to save it for the end. You're going to love this.
I can't wait, buddy.
Real quick, Severance, James, amazing. One of the best first seasons of a show I've seen in a long time.
My man, I'm happy you tried it out. I feel the same way. I was absolutely blown away. The finale was amazing. I can't wait for season 2.
Yeah. Quick HBO, recommendation for Elliot. The Leftovers.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I've been meaning to watch it forever.
It's amazing.
It's been on my list for, so it's Damon Lindelof. He was one of the Lost guys. Sure. It's my brother. It's one of my brother's favorite shows. I've been meaning to get to it, Trey. It's a good nudge.
Bro. It's three seasons.
Yeah.
I do love the three seasons part because if I like it, there's a lot to consume. So.
And also not too much. It's not overwhelming is the point. So yeah. It's good.
True. Absolutely.
I like that, Trey. Good looking out.
Absolutely. Really quick. There's, you know, you guys were kind of leading into it. There's a lot of parallels between that 2017 season and now. You know, Howie had an amazing offseason, just as he did in that 2017 offseason. We got a second-year quarterback with a lot of glimpses of specialness, but we don't know where it's leading. A lot of parallels there. I mean, it's obviously hyperbolic to say it's a dynasty, but, you know, I have a lot of hope in Hurts. I got a lot. You know, I truly believe in the guy. With the consistency here, defensive stack, Jordan Davis, I mean, that's going to absolutely permeate throughout the defense. Jonathan Gannon's got to prove it this year for sure. I truly believe, like, I mean, the NFC's bleeding.
So,
you know,
yeah,
like, this
is really
the time
is.
To strike, baby.
So I think those are good points. Where I would push back a little is I think the difference is the 2017 offseason was great in hindsight. Like, Once the season started and once we look back, you know, LeGarrette Blount, Chris Long, Patrick Robinson, like Torrey Smith, all those guys. The difference is now the moves Howie's made this offseason are already being deemed a success.
And a little showier. I mean,
yeah, exactly.
A lot
more
younger
money,
guys.
Bigger
yeah,
acquisitions.
Than before.
Right. So I think that's the difference. That I think Howie's had a phenomenal offseason. I think there's a lot of logic behind all the moves he's made. They still need to go out there and prove it. Like, it's not a success until it's a success on the field. And I think that's the difference is in 2017, they were all low-money kind of, you know, flyer signings that he hit on all of them. And to his credit, right? They evaluated, they brought him in. But I think that's the difference.
Trey, you got what's giving me my list?
Precisely. No, precisely. Yeah. Okay, really quick, before I tell you the quintessential list, James, you're going to love this. I can't wait to tell you. Where would you guys, I want to hear where you guys would rank Jalen out of 32.
So I've gone through, I have him between 15 and 18, and I've gone back and forth when I do the list. For me, he's closer to 15 than 20. I have to do my official list, and we'll do a pod with that. It's actually a really good idea. Good looking out,
okay,
Trey.
Okay, no.
But I'm guessing he's going to be in the 16 range.
I got to say, I want to hear your number, but James, you got him closer to 15 than 18, yeah?
Yes.
Madden 23 rankings leaked.
Ooh,
I know you love those Madden 23
yes,
rankings.
Good.
He's 15 on the Madden rating.
Look at that.
Have
See,
a good Memorial
that.
Day,
I
boys. I love you guys.
Trey, great call, buddy. Keep
too,
calling,
man.
Love that.
I think 15's fair.
I think it's fair. I think that's right there. We'll do a pod. We'll really go through and rank him. But I think he's going to be 15, 16 range for me.
Yeah, and I think that's probably what he
and
was
that's
last 10 year.
Spots ahead of where Chris Sims has their 10 quarterbacks in Chris Sims' mind that we don't think are better than he does.
It's clear Chris Sims is knocking him a lot for what he believes is technical reasons where he won't be able to be a long-term passer.
He makes plays, dude.
Yeah.
Like, guess what?
The Daniel Jones thing's interesting because I think Daniel Jones has been in the worst possible situation a quarterback could be in. I would still take Jalen, but my guess is when you talk about those two specifically, he believes Daniel Jones in a better situation could be a good quarterback.
Let's go to Santa Barbara and talk to our buddy Jack. What up, pal?
Boys.
What a pleasure, Jack. There's what that up, laugh Jack? I love. How you doing, pal?
You got a big job today.
Yes, yes.
No, you're taking one for the team, right?
No,
we're honored. Yeah,
we're happy
it's a treat.
Yeah.
I know, man. I mean, look at how much influence he's had on all of you guys. Because I can tell you, as a writer, he's influenced me like unbelievable. And I'm getting ready to graduate grad school this week.
Good for you, Jack. That's awesome, buddy.
And do my thesis. But I met him. I met Glenn and Ray at the beginning of when they went on the radio. It was after I was calling Eagles Live to Spuds. So Spuds, thank you for introducing me to online radio. And Jimmy, I know you used to work with the Eagles, so you probably know me from there too. But I got to see Ray. Not knowing he was going to retire, but I'm not surprised now. I got to come home and see Tommy and me in April and meet Ray. And the thing I want to say about that is Glenn gave me a radio personality called the Dude. And and I never brandished that in front of Ray because I respected who he was and his identity, and I don't like to draw attention to myself, but that's my connection with Glenn.
Yeah.
So when I saw Ray at Tommy and me, he goes, "Oh, it's Jack the Dude from Santa Barbara right here."
That's
the beauty of him is that every man in Philly, every woman, their families, it's all the same to him.
He's that
newspaper journalist that is camped out on everybody's doorstep or porch. So thank him from me, you know, for all that positive influence. And I'm holding down the Ray Dinger fan club in Randall Cunningham land here.
Love that, buddy. Jack,
far as Jalen Hurts goes, okay, I have two words. Jason Kelce. Okay, when was he drafted? And look at how much work he did
and what he made himself into.
He can make himself into the player that he wants to be if he just works at it with the right people. You know,
Jack,
that's how I feel about
it. Jack, I think it's a great point and always a great call. We love you, buddy. Thanks for calling. And I do, you know, I've said that a bunch that you know, I truly believe that whatever ability, football smarts, whatever is in Jalen Hurts' body, whatever his ceiling is, he will reach it because he will put every ounce of his soul into making that happen, and that matters.
Yeah, and people like to somewhat mock the intangibles thing, but it matters.
Like, it totally matters.
You know how much
I think it matters as much as anything.
It matters. And look,
at that position more than any other in all of sports, it matters.
Yep, agreed.
215-592-9494. Another hour for us to go. Get on the lines now. Where do you think what do you think about the Chris Sims Jalen Hurts ranking 25? Is it disrespectful? You know, Hurts kind of locally, I think we're a little bit higher on Hurts nationally. Where do you stand on that? 215-592-9494. And of course, your tributes to the great Ray Dinger on the weekend. He finally calls it a career. If you want to get in on that as well, it's Elliot, it's James, it's Go Birds Radio. And let me tell you about the all-new Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. It is here. Get in on all the action, whether it's baseball, basketball, hockey, playoffs, golf, or futures bets on the upcoming football season or more. It's a big soccer game going on today. So much to get into. Download the all-new Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app and make your first bet risk-free up to $700. And $50. You can bet on more than just the score. Bet on individual player performances for hits, home runs, strikeouts in baseball, points, rebounds, assists in playoff basketball, and more. Bet Parks is the official sportsbook and casino app of Go Birds, and it's the only one that we here recommend. The Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app, where odds, bets, slots, and games all come together in perfect harmony right in your pocket. Sportsbook and all your favorite casino games for real money. All in one amazing app. Live in-game betting lets you bet while you watch. And more than anything, we're watching these games anyway. It's just more fun to have a few bucks on it. It's way more entertaining. So download the app right now in the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com and use our promo code GOBIRDS. That's G-O-B-I-R-D-S. Bet Parks is also an official proud betting partner, operator of the PGA Tour.
Hallelujah!
James, Timothy,
Elliot.
It is hour two of Go Birds Radio, presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook from the beautiful sportsbook at Parks Casino. The all-new Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app has you covered.
We always are
talking Ray Dinger today, obviously coming off the last show prior to us, just a cavalcade of Philadelphia sports legends paying their respects to the godfather of it all. So if you want to get in and pay respects to the great legend Ray Dinger, who is, you know, less than 24 hours away from being retired. That's pretty crazy. We are 23 hours away from Ray Dinger retiring from Philadelphia sports. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean the show tomorrow. It's must listen.
Yeah, the most.
It's really the only way to put it. Yeah. Like appointment radio is what it is. 10 to 1.
10 to 1. You don't want to miss it. Him and Glenn. It'll be a special show for those two guys. And obviously saying goodbye to Ray. So if you want to chime in on Ray today, we'd love to take those calls. And, of course, Jalen Hurts, the Chris Sims list again. We're back where we started.
Last year this will be an annual thing.
Yes, last year it was like real absurdity. This year, just disrespect.
Another kind of interesting part of the list is he has Gardner Minshew, 37.
Yeah, not that far
interesting
away from
two regards. One, last year he had Jalen Hurts unranked.
Yeah.
So he
yeah.
has Minshew in some ways better last year. But also he has him ahead of Kenny Pickett, which I thought was kind of interesting when you look at the fact that Kenny Pickett was just, what he end up going, 20th
Yeah,
overall.
The only quarterback draft in the first round. Yeah.
So, you know, from a depth perspective, the Eagles do have a very, very quality backup in Minshew.
215-592-9494. A lot to chime in on. Let's go to another one of our faves, our guys, Justin in Tennessee. What up, feller?
What's happening, fellas? How y'all doing this fine Saturday?
What up, Justin? Good to hear from you.
Hey, man, it's always good to be able to call in, man. I've been busy the last couple of weekends with my son's birthday and a couple other things. But
seeing Top Gun.
Do what?
And seeing Top Gun.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We went yesterday evening to the Regal RPX. The IMAX was sold out.
Wow.
But holy cow, dude. If you
everyone
guys,
says it's amazing.
It's phenomenal. I mean, it's... Yeah. As far as sequels go, I mean, it's right up there with being one of the best sequels ever.
Wow.
I mean, I was just so blown away. I had a smile on my face for 2 hours and 11 minutes.
That's awesome, man. Anything. Awesome, awesome. So but, what you got today, Jess?
Real quick, on Glenn, I've not been listening to Philadelphia radio as long as everybody else has because of the audio app or Odyssey app and stuff like that. But it's been a pleasure, just like the last – what, 3 years, 4 years I've been listening to you guys, get to hear him with you and John and Joe. That man is awesome. He is absolutely awesome. It's been a pleasure and just an honor to get to listen to him every week with you guys.
Yeah, I mean, an honor for us to have him in. Honestly, that's, you know, I'm super happy for Ray, and I'm happy he's retiring. He deserves it. But selfishly, it's going to be really weird every Wednesday because he's the only person who's been – him and Howard, and Howard's just a call-in each week. Him and Howard, the only two guests who have been a part of the midday show from the moment it started. And, Ray, it's obviously a full hour in studio every week, so it's definitely going to be a real change not seeing Ray for an hour every week, you know?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. About Jalen, I think it's a huge – just another disrespectful thing that Sims has done this time. I mean, the thing that he said that surprised him was that, you know, he didn't see his – was it his running ability being that good? I mean, did he never watch a single game he
it's
played
crazy.
At Alabama?
It's crazy. I mean even in the Eagles last year, the dude had 10 rushing touchdowns. He was clearly an elite runner. Like, what are we talking about here?
No, I mean, it's just – it's almost asinine to make that comment, you know, really. I mean,
yeah, rip it for being a passer if you want, but, like give credit where due. I mean, what are you talking about, man?
Well, I think what was interesting about him as a runner last year was how effective he was.
Like, he was a way better runner than I thought he was going to be. I
didn't
realize how great he was.
He didn't take a lot of big hits. He was very good at getting out of bounds, very good at sliding down when he had to. He was incredibly effective.
Yeah, and he – I just, like I said, we've said it a million times. The best thing in the world for us would be if he proves out to be the quarterback that we need, that he is our franchise quarterback. And he does improve on his passing and stuff because he's got all the weapons he needs now, guys. I mean, there are no more excuses for him.
Yeah, and, this is the year, Jess.
Yeah, I know you guys have probably got a busy weekend, and I think Joe said he was going down the shore or
he was,
whatever
yes.
it was.
Yeah.
I really
he was not
hope
sure
that...
where in the shore, but he knew he was going down the shore. Yeah.
I really hope he goes and sees Top Gun because the Top Gun trivia thing you guys did the other day was awesome.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm a huge Top Gun fan. You guys, I mean, James knows that, but I'm telling everybody, if you've not been to the movies since the pandemic and you've not been, this is the movie to go watch. I've been a lot, you know, James knows me. I'm a huge movie buff. Go watch this movie. It deserves to be seen on the big screen. I'm going to get out and keep listening. I love you, boys. I mean
it. You're the best, Justin. And cosign. Go to the movies.
Do you think there's a big difference between IMAX and the regular movie?
So I don't love the IMAX. It's almost too much for me. the IMAX screens?
It seems exactly the same. Like, so the only,
it's pretty big. The it's not legit, exactly no, the same.
The but. Only legit IMAX there is the Franklin Institute half dome. Outside of that, it's essentially the same thing.
Look
That's
at
the only difference.
Most agrees
between
with
the
I don't.
IMAX.
So I don't know because I don't go to IMAX movies very often. I've been to like a couple.
Okay.
You know, I did that. I mean, the Franklin Institute IMAX is the IMAX.
The Don Dita.
And I did see Dark Knight there when it came out,
so,
which was pretty awesome.
I went to see Dark Knight with Kristen when it came out, and I was so excited. Like, you know, weeks. It's like, oh, we're going. I fell asleep like 10 minutes ago. I was just so tired because we went to see it. Like,
yeah, it's such a...
Because the only tickets we could get were late at night, and so I was tired.
It's,
yeah.
It's a tough beat right there.
It was.
I saw Star Wars The Force Awakens at the Franklin Institute IMAX, and I kept needing to turn my head
because the
movie is not like made for the kind of dome screen.
Yep.
So that's kind of the key. It is like... The best immersive experience is going to the Franklin Institute, but not every movie is good on it.
No, I'm with you. Let's get back to the phones, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Charleston, West Virginia. Talk to Jared. Hey, Jared.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What up, Jared? How you doing?
Not much. Well, before I make my point on Hurts, I just want to say I've been an Eagles fan since 1976, and in Charleston, West Virginia, you didn't get a lot of Eagles games unless it was the national game.
Yeah.
So, being able to I was also an Eagles Digest subscriber. That was about the only way I could get Eagles news down here. But to have the Odyssey app and be able to listen to you guys throughout the work week has just been awesome.
That's really cool, Jared. Thank you so much. We really appreciate that, man.
All right. Well, about Hurts, you know, I understand where Sims is coming from. A lot of times when guys are not great passing quarterbacks, it's because they're just not that good. I think a lot of times running quarterbacks – just don't get a chance to develop that part of their game. And I think Hurts's work ethic and his desire to be great and to help his team, I think that we're going to see a big jump for him this year. I don't think it's going to be as big a jump as we'll see next year if he's able to stay healthy. He just has a lot better weapons, and I know he's been working hard to get better.
Yeah, I mean, one thing Howie Roseman's talked about a lot when it comes to Jalen is giving him a chance to, like, giving him a real chance to succeed, giving the team a chance to evaluate him properly. You look at a lot of these young quarterbacks. I mean, frankly, Daniel Jones is a good example. Like, he's been playing with one of the worst head coaches behind one of the worst offensive lines with the worst general manager. Now, Jalen still has to improve and do everything, and, you know, it is up to him. But ultimately, he's in a great spot. The Eagles have given him a chance to succeed. He has an elite offensive line. He has great skill position players. Mm-hmm. And he's a head coach that is still improving, but I think a lot of people feel good about. So, yeah, I mean, just from a perspective of the ability to given time to develop and given the chance to develop as a passer, the Eagles are giving him that. Like, the chance is there.
Exactly. I think he'll be around 15 by the end of this year, and then I think he'll be between 5 and 10 next year. If he can stay healthy, they're going to be great.
Keep the calls coming, my friend.
All right.
Thanks, Jared.
Well, the interesting thing about the jump.
We're huge in West Virginia.
Many have been saying that for a long time.
For years.
But, yeah. So to go from 15, obviously, you know, to 5 to 10 the year after, just interesting part of that is, like, the contract again. I mean, after this year, if Jalen Hurts wins a playoff game this year, it will not be crazy of him to go to the Eagles and say, I'm going into my fourth year, I'm making $1 million, I want a new contract.
Yeah, no
and
doubt.
That's when the Eagles
honestly, it would be crazy of him not to do that.
It would be.
He's awesome this year.
Yeah, it would. Now, it would be interesting to see what the Eagles do. Do they
And whether
him,
he would
like,
hold out. And, like, there's a lot of angles to this.
Thing, yeah, it's going to be fascinating. Now, from the Eagles' perspective, hopefully that's a problem they have, you know?
Yeah, like, we all want that to
be
a
that's
problem.
A problem that hopefully they have, and I'm sure they've had talks already with him, but it's definitely an interesting angle to all this.
Let's keep it going with Rasheem in North Philly. What up, Sheem?
Hey, what's up? How you guys going?
What up, Rasheem? How you doing?
Good. You know, I just like y'all was talking about, the explain how Daniel Jones is in front of Hurts, even if you project it based off, you know, having better coaching, it could almost be the same with the addition of A.J. Brown and Zach Pascal. You're supposed to be able to project that, you know, ESPN ranked him as the 16th best quarterback last year. And for Chris Sims to rank him as the 25th quarterback, which he ranked him a 40th best quarterback last year. I think a little bit does have to do with, you know, clickbait, knowing that Philadelphia is such a big market that we're going to click on that to figure out what's going on, you know, and have some type of comment. Because Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, has no weapons on his football team. So, I don't know how much he's going to get better. And just to have those guys ahead of him is crazy. Daniel Jones didn't make it to the playoffs, and we almost played the same identical schedule. Yes, I think he missed the last four games of the last four or five games of the season. But even, you know, he was terrible last year.
And he's also started more games in the NFL than Jalen Hurts, too.
Here's what I'd say, too, though. And I agree with you, Rasheem, and other callers that have made the point, because we live it. We're in Philadelphia. We know it's a passionate fan base that reacts a lot. So I'm not disagreeing that there are points in time where national media members, you know, do something to try to irritate Philly. But I'll also say that, look, like, Chris Sims just clearly is not very high on Jalen. He had him 40th last year. It wasn't even on the list or something like that, right?
Right.
He moved him up 15 spots. So, look, I have great respect for Chris Sims. We're talking about the list. But it's clear he's just not high on Jalen. So,
no,
I don't think it's a Philly bias. Like, he didn't even have
it
ranked
though,
last
because
year.
It is, though, because if you listen to Chris Sims last year, I always listen to his podcast because I love last year when he was breaking down each game. As his season progressed, he was getting higher and higher on him. So I got to disagree with you on that. That's why,
but he moved him up 15 spots. I would be curious if any quarterback jumped 15 spots on his list.
Say it again. I hear you. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm saying he moved him up 15 spots. Like, I would guess no other
quarterback. But then you still have guys that we all know he's better than above him. That's the bigger issue. Now, you know, I'm not saying, you know, he's going to be this, you know, all-pro quarterback, but I definitely see the jump that he's going to be able to take when Jalen Reagor is not playing the second most receiver steps on the football team.
Rasheem, that's a great point. You know, just, that how many stats did Jalen Reagor cost him, and now he's replacing him with A.J. Brown. And Rasheem, good call as always. And just in general, like, that's the thing that I don't understand with this list is that, you know, like, we're a little higher on Jalen than others. We would say he's probably 15 or 16 or whatever. But I think, like, it's almost inarguable that if you just look at all the quarterbacks who played last year, like, he's not lower than 20, like 21 or whatever. And that's last year. Like, now he's got a better team around him. He's going into his year three and really year two as a starter season. Like, he's going to get better. Like, it just – it doesn't make a – again, especially – it'd be one thing if it was not projecting – if he's just saying right now, today, you know,
but he is projecting.
That's my point. Right, he's got Justin Fields in front of him.
Well,
he's got
Kellen Mond.
He has Zach
year.
Wilson in front of him. Like, so, like, you can't make that excuse. So I don't understand how you can look at Hurts, what he is now, and not expect him to improve at least a little bit.
Let me ask you this. So let's say all these quarterbacks were available to all 32 general managers. They had to say, out of Jalen Hurts, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields, and Zach Wilson, who do you want?
Well, that's a little different.
A little different, but I'm just curious. Like,
I think,
like, let's be real, Jalen would probably be last.
Yeah, he would definitely be behind Trevor Lawrence for sure.
I think he would probably be behind Zach Wilson.
He'd probably be behind the other two, too. But he wouldn't be behind Daniel Jones.
No, he wouldn't be. But I'm saying from that perspective, and again, I disagree. I think he's too low. Like, but if we're talking about projecting, like...
Well, that's the problem with the list is, are you projecting or are you not? It's almost like he chooses to say, like, I'm not projecting for this one, but I'm projecting for this one. It's like, you can't do that, man.
Consistency.
Like, yes.
You're big on consistency.
I am big on consistency.
You are. It's always been a consistent thing of yours.
Let's go to Ridley and talk to Matt. Matt.
Oh, man.
Matt. No. Oh, there he is. There you go. You there, buddy?
Yes, I'm here.
Hey.
What up, Matt?
What up, pal?
We need to celebrate. Jimmy, you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, the loss yesterday.
2-1 loss.
Yes!
You got to celebrate.
What a horrible performance by the Hammer.
And what a baby. What a whiner.
Oh, thank you, Matt, because he really was a baby about it. It was.
And you asked the question the right way. That's how they list it. When you're tied for first, then it goes second.
First, yeah, and third, whatever. But he knew what I was asking. Like, no matter what you want to say, like, whether I said it right or wrong, he knew what the question was. That's a nice job.
I will say his ability.
Crank it up, Moj.
Moj on fire right now. There it is. Yes, the Hammer lost. Fair and square, because he's a loser.
I hope he's sitting in the bathtub talking about it right now.
Yeah, there's no way he's listening, but
well,
I hope he's not.
So, I will say, having the first time witnessing, like, Beat the Hammer live, seeing the look on his face after he's lost, it was
you just made our day right there.
To be seen.
Matt and I are enjoying this. This is the content Matt and I are here for, right, Matt?
Exactly. I tell you what, it's definitely part of the show. It's a big part of the show when it's a loss, man.
Yeah, buddy, it's the best.
Listen, Go Birds Radio, awesome. Glad to get in today. And I don't know how you guys feel, how much respect you have for Chris Sims, but you know what? He's really not up there as far as I'm concerned. As I know he played quarterback. He wasn't a superstar. He was average at best. I don't really value his opinion, and I don't I'm going to say he didn't sit down and watch every game like we did and watch Hurts play. So
I don't know if he watched the way we did, but like Chris Sims watches a lot of football when he makes these lists. I disagree with him on where Jalen is at. And look, everyone's allowed to have their opinion on Chris Sims, but I guarantee you he does a lot of homework when it comes to this list.
So you think he sat and watched every game?
Yeah, I think he watched. Yeah, really? I mean, look, all 17 maybe. I mean, yeah, he watches, I would guess, almost every game each week. I mean, he talks about the entire league each week, so.
Okay. Well, I mean, he's just looking at the highlight, if he's not watching from start to finish Jalen Hurts, to evaluate any quarterback based on stats and watching bits and pieces of a game is not going to be 100% accurate. And I get it. He's got a job to do.
I actually think Jalen comes across worse when you watch every snap of the year. Like, if you're just looking at the highlights for Jalen or just certain games, I mean, he can make some high-level plays, like the touchdown throw against Atlanta, the touchdown run against the Saints. Like, I think where Jalen – I don't want to say suffers because he's a young player, but for us, when we watched every snap last year, you saw the long stretches where they were unable to move passing the ball. Like, so I think
as you and I debated a couple weeks ago, Elliot, even if he wins a playoff game and the team wins a playoff game, it doesn't mean he played well. And just because we went 9-8 in the regular season, we struggled in a lot of games as a team, and it's much more of a team game. And when the team does great, the quarterback gets the praise. When the team does bad, he gets –
Matt, and great point, great call as always. I do think that last point is interesting in terms of Chris Sims' thinking when he makes the list in that, like, I do think he is setting himself up for failure with this ranking. Chris Sims, I mean.
Yeah.
And I know he's got to, you know, rank him the way he sees him. But, like, Jalen has everything around him to be successful this year. Like, this looks like another case – of halfway through the season, Chris Sims having to be like, whoops, sorry.
Yeah, you know,
look at how good the Eagles are. I guess I probably should have put Jalen Hurts ahead of Daniel Jones, who's 1-7 right now. Whoops.
Yeah.
You know, like, I feel like he's setting himself up. I think it was a mistake.
It's going to be fascinating because I think with Jalen, we're going to know very early on. Like, I think in the first 2-3 games, we're going to have a very good idea of what the Eagles are going to get from Jalen.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, you just heard that last caller revel in Joe DiCamera losing Beat the Hammer yesterday, but an even more, yes, thank you, Moshe, an even more just embarrassing performance from the Hammer came earlier in the week when he got his butt whooped.
His tuchus whooped
in Top Gun trivia, and the man who whooped his butt is on the line. So that is coming up next. The great Brian and Royersford, as well as your calls as well. 2-1. We'll find out what it felt like to own the Hammer's soul.
You think he knows about Anakin Skywalker?
I would guess so.
You think so?
Okay. I think most
we can ask
do.
Him. I really did. He's probably going to look it up now.
215-592-9494. It's Elliot. It's James. It's Go Birds Radio. And let me tell you about the all-new Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. It is here. Get in on all the action, whether it's baseball, basketball, hockey, playoffs, golf, future bets, so much more on the upcoming football season, anything and everything. Download the all-new Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app and make your first bet risk-free up to $750. You can bet on more of the score, bet on individual player performances for hits, home runs, strikeouts in baseball, points, rebounds, assists, and playoff basketball. Bet Parks is the official sportsbook and casino app of Go Birds, and it's the only one that we here recommend. The Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app, where odds, bets, slots, and games all come together in perfect harmony right in your pocket. Sportsbook and all your favorite casino games for real money, all in one amazing app. Live in-game betting lets you bet while you watch. And more than anything, we love these games. We're watching them anyway. We're sports fans. The games are a little bit more fun when you got a little action on it. It's just what it is. And again, download the app right now in the App Store, Google Play Store, or at betparks.com. And use our promo code GOBIRDS, that's GOBIRDS. Bet Parks is also an official proud betting operator of the PGA Tour. It's Go Birds Radio, presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Elliot Shore Parks, with a comment during the break that made everyone laugh.
I mean, it's just, I'm a funny
guy.
He's
going to play golf at, you know, his wedding is at a country club. And are you going to play golf? And he's like, I'm not good. He goes, I don't play golf. I'm good at it, but I just don't play.
So at my
it's
my
like
bat.
The most Elliot Shore Parks comment there is. Yeah. I'm great at it. I'd be amazing.
I took it too far.
Yeah. Oh, that's a new drop.
That's good.
At my bachelor party, we did Top Golf. Do you want to guess how far I hit my first, ball when I swung?
No, I have no idea.
180 yards.
That's not that impressive.
It looked impressive when
it's
I hit it.
Not remotely impressive.
I disagree.
Golfers hit the ball like 300 yards, man.
Yeah, well, those are professionals. So that's what I'm saying. So I was most of the way there as a professional on my first swing ever.
So you just said you're good at golf and you swung a golf club like once, one time
ever? Well, I've
done
putt-putt a lot.
Oh, my God. Ay-yi-yi. 215-592-90. I'm just going to go back to the phone.
Yeah, it's the only way to do it.
Yes. Let's go to the man, the myth, the legend. The man who gave Joe DeCamera one of his worst losses ever. Embarrassed him, really.
I mean, it wasn't sanctioned, but I think it just in terms of bad performances, it's certainly up
it was,
there.
It was a pretty embarrassing performance by Joe DeCamera. It was not an embarrassing performance. From our buddy Brian in Roseford. Brian, have you just been reveling the last few days?
I've gotten a lot of like texts and phone calls and stuff from buddies.
You
That's
should.
Really
you do, you deserve them. That was a heroic performance by you.
Yeah. And one thing I do want to correct, I didn't just give him one bad beating. I gave him two bad beatings.
Mm. That's true. Well, the Rocky was a I mean,
oh, he beat him in Rocky trivia.
Oh, and it was even more impressive. Like,
wow.
But this one, Brian was in studio for, so it wasn't like beat the hammer style. It was they were in the room at the same time, so whoever answers first.
Oh, okay.
And Brian was, like, answering the questions before he finished asking.
Wow.
It was unbelievable.
Sounds
you're
humbling.
Better. You're better at Rocky trivia than you are at Top Gun.
Well, I was going to say, because Joe really likes Rocky, so that's a...
Yeah,
not close to Brian.
Actually,
Brian just owned
Jimmy, Jimmy, I'm thinking of a good thing. I think I'm going to watch the West Wing series once.
Oh,
and then I'm gonna come in and kick his butt.
Brian, it like you're already my hero. You can like go levels up. All right,
I like how he said, "I'm gonna watch it once.
One time and just it 18
it.
Times."
Yeah, exactly.
Brian, you're a hero. Do what you got to do. I will. This is a great idea.
I don't know if I could get through it because there's dramas, TV dramas.
It's
like,
tough.
All right,
yeah,
you know,
I mean,
it's not
and
me,
it's
but...
a lot of episodes. Yeah, but
I
mean, if you did that, you could literally maybe end him. Like that might just be the end of it.
You might have to retire the hammer.
Yeah, it's just Joe DeCamera. No more hammer after that.
Well, I did want to talk about Hurts because I don't think there's a lot of people are realizing right now that, I mean, number one, I don't know how many drop passes I saw from the Eagles last year. I don't know, but it was a lot. And just the personnel around him and in his third year, he's going to get more and more confidence when he starts throwing to people that actually catch the ball.
So I
that actually
don't
doesn't
think...
hit them in their hands and they turn around.
I don't think drops were as big of a deal. I think there was big spots, like obviously the Jalen Reagor drop, the touchdown drop in Denver by Quez Watkins, the Dallas Goedert one. So there were certainly drops, but I don't think that was as big of a deal as maybe you're making it out to be. Where I do think the upgrade in receiver is really going to matter is I think there were a lot of poor routes run last year by the receivers. Honestly, it speaks poorly on Nick Sirianni as well as, considering
receiver coach guy.
Yeah. But I think that's just having Devontae and A.J. Brown out there as his top two receivers running routes, I think is going to be huge for him. Just being able to trust. The guys are going to be there when they're supposed
and
to be
And it's the
there.
Confidence thing. To what Brian's talking about, it's a combination of once you trust those guys, then you feel confident throwing to them, confident throwing to spots, confident letting them go up and get a football, all that stuff that really can bear fruit for Hurts.
Well, not to mention, you're going to have a running back that's running for a contract.
Yeah.
So Sanders is going to really, really care about, what's going on. And the defense is completely beat up. And so, I mean, honestly, I'm not going to be surprised if they have 11 or 12 wins. I'm not like – I'm not
that's,
gonna
that's where
go,
I'm at too, Bri. I think they're in that range, man.
In the same exact spot. So, yeah, I just want to call in a comment, guys.
Love it.
I do listen to your show. I really like listening to you guys. Jimmy, I love that you got your show, man. And
thanks, man.
I think you deserve it because you add
thanks,
a lot
man.
To that midday show. So
thanks, man.
I'm really happy about that, and I'm gonna call. Sometime I'm gonna call in again. Next time I hear him talk about a movie that he says he knows, and we're gonna do this again.
Love this, and feel free to start the West Wing, Brian.
All right, man.
Great stuff,
I'll
man.
Talk to you.
Thank you, sir. What a legend.
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
I love
and
it.
And if he beats him in West Wing,
if you watched West Wing one time and then went and just whooped the camera in Western trivia, it would.
I mean,
it would be one of the great things that's ever happened.
It'd be
happened.
Crushing
yes.
for Joe.
Oh, it would. You're like that would actually, I think I'm a little nervous. That would actually hurt Joe, to his core. He might not recover.
I agree. So one of the things we're talking about today is Jalen. Underrated, overrated, on this list. I think what he brought up with Miles Sanders, I think Miles Sanders has become underrated in this city, in my opinion. I understand he does frustrating things sometimes. The fumbles were an issue last year. There was a time where he ran out of bounds. He's had some injuries. But, I still believe he has special skills as a running back. Like, there has been too many games I've seen, too many big plays he's made, where he gets, you know, 180 yards in a game, or he breaks a long touchdown. Like, and behind this offensive line, if he can stay healthy for 17 games, I think the touchdown thing last year was just kind of fluky, to be quite honest. But, like, he can be a very, very good running back. And so I think the people that are kind of looking past him already, you know, those talks of maybe trading him, I think that'd be a mistake. I really still think there's a lot of upside in his body as a running back.
Let's go to Ocean City and talk to Chris. Hey, buddy.
Yo, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man? How you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. So, yeah, in terms of Chris Sims, he's always struck me as kind of an idiot, so I could care less. I'm just being real with you. But if he keeps being able to cash a check, you know, more power to him. He's accomplished a lot with his, you know, intellectual capacity. So, but moving on.
That was phenomenal.
Chris just skewering Chris Sims. Yeah, right, it's here. Great.
But anyways, so with Jalen, you know, obviously you guys know I'm a little bit higher on him. So the reasons for me are he can make all the throws. The whole thing about arm strength I don't agree with. I've seen him make the throws. And to the last caller's point, he was victimized by drops, but even more so than that, penalty. You know, just thinking about the guy stepping out of bounds and, you know,
multiple touchdowns called back. That's a great point.
Yeah. And a lot of those were plays where he was pushing the ball down the field. So I've always felt that that narrative has been a little bit unfair.
Yeah, what I agree with you, Chris, just really quick for your next point, what I agree with you is I do think he can make almost all the throws. I think his issue is more, at this point in a young career, seeing the field and having the confidence to make the throws. But in terms of making most of the throws, he can make them. Where I don't think he's at is, like, he doesn't have the rolling out of the pocket, flick it off of his hand 60, 70 yards down the field. Like, I don't think he has that in him. But in terms of from the pocket, I think he can make all those throws if he knows what he's looking at.
Absolutely. And you can totally win with that. And then, yeah, you know, absolutely. he's second year in the same system. He's got consistency in coaching and off-season preparation. He's got better receivers with better chemistry. And he's still so young. He's still – I think we forget he's still developing mentally and physically. Like, the human brain doesn't finish growing till 24. And you know, just being a guy, you fill out in your mid-20s. So he's still growing.
Yeah, I put on a lot of muscle in my 20s. Oh,
and, but then, you know,
what have you done to me, Chris? Yeah. I blame you for this.
I know. But the whole notion of, you know, his hashtag rare breed, you know, I work in higher ed, so I'm around young people all the time. Like, that's legit. There are not a lot of human beings walking around like this young man. He's the real deal. And what I keep coming back to, like, I just don't think people at elite levels of their positions would surround themselves with him. Like, they wouldn't trifle with frauds, you know, just like people don't mess with Parks anymore because
that's
he's
good.
A chump and a fraud, you know what I mean?
Yes.
That's where I'm at.
It's an outstanding call, as always, and I think it's a great point. You know, the idea that, you know, A.J. Brown did want to come here. Jason Kelce wanted to come back. Like, all these guys like playing with Hurts, like playing for Hurts, want to, you know, go to war for him. I think all that really does matter.
Well, it's also interesting, and I think this has always stood out to me, how many players around the league support Jalen. You know, like, you even see it after games. Like, when games end, the players go up to Jalen, and you see who he's talking to. And he's always talking to, like, the best players on
the
other team.
Well, to use an Elliott Shore Parks word, I mean, dude has some swag, man.
He does.
He just has, and especially coming from, you know, the last guy here, he did not have swag,
no,
to say
Carson,
the least.
No.
Yes. And even Foles. Foles is like a
Foles has confidence.
Foles has confidence, but not swag. Like,
right.
Hurts has both confidence and swag.
He does.
Like, Hurts is cool, man.
Yeah.
Like, he's a cool dude.
You can just see in the way the teammates
respond
react to
him. Yeah.
Absolutely. And, yeah, I mean, you know, it's just a matter of taking that next step. And I think one thing I come back to with Jalen, when I try to think about, like, all right, what am I going to pick next year? Like, what am I going to pick for their wins? What am I going to pick from him? He consistently exceeds expectations. Really, again, the only time in his career where I think he's had, like, a down type of, like, consistent moment is when he got benched in the championship game. Like, that's kind of it. Like, Alabama, started as a freshman, went to Oklahoma, almost won the Heisman. Like, I've done this before, but, like, again, like, time and time again, last year, 40th on the Chris Sims list, now he's up to 25th. Like, time and time again, where there's been moments in his career where it's been like, all right, like, it's now or never time. Like, you got to show it. I mean, he did enough last year to get the job this year, and that's what we kept saying, could he do that? So there's a part of me that says, as much as I have some hesitancies in what I see from him, like, betting against him, just, we're here at Parks Casino, like, betting against him might just not be a smart bet.
Let's go to Morristown and talk to my buddy Ray. How you doing, Ray?
Gentlemen, listen, you know what? Let's talk about this for a minute, James. Let's talk about the legitimacy of Chris Sims' comments. See, listen, I'm a Jersey guy. I've lived over here my whole life. I've been following Chris and Matt Sims since they were at Don Bosco Academy in North Jersey, so I know for a fact that he is a fraud. He's a Fugazi quarterback. Both those clowns have been riding the coattails of their daddy their whole lives. Chris Sims shouldn't even have a list. What list is he on?
Ray, keep going, buddy.
NFL, he got carted off the field with a lacerated spleen and never played the league again. I don't know.
All right. Yeah, it's true.
I mean, but come on. Like, coming at him because he had a lacerated
I'm blaming for having a lacerated spleen. Yeah, but yeah. I do think, you know, I have not been super impressed as him as a media member, personally. It's fine.
He's a hater. That's just the bottom line. He's a hater.
Where would you put Jalen?
Jalen is you got 32 teams in the league. You got multiple quarterbacks. You know, dozens and dozens of quarterbacks. What people don't want to give him credit for is, for all intents and purposes, that was his first full year as a starter. So without the distractions of who's behind you, without the distractions of COVID looming in the balance, all those things you have to take and consider. So this is really a fresh start. So you have a better roster to help support. I've been saying it all year. I said, you can't judge this guy based on what you've seen in that roster. It just wasn't fair. But now all bets are off. You have all the talent in the world that you could put around him. The defense is so much better, guys. And let me just touch on this for a second. The defense is going to take pressure off of Jalen. The fact that you're not going to be, hopefully, barring injuries, and we got to just hope and pray that everything falls and the skies align themselves. But if they're, hopefully there'll be there won't be the injury factor. But this defense is going to take pressure off the offense. Hopefully this is going to be a situation where a team's not playing from behind. How many games did we see last year? I can tell you, as a 40-year fan, there was first time multiple games. I'd say at least four games last year. I turned the game off at halftime because the team was trailing and it just was going in a bad direction.
Lot of that was because of the offense.
A lot of it was because of the offense. But like the last caller said, lots of drop passes from the fullback, a lot of drop passes from some of the receivers. So we have to take all that into consideration. Hopefully you won't see as much of that because you have veterans on the team now. And hopefully everybody will have some time in this offseason to gel. But I really do believe that he's probably in the top 20 of quarterbacks, you know, because
Ray, I'm with you and we're up against it. I appreciate the call. It's always a great call. And I do too. You know, Elliot and I both believe he is in that 15 to 18 range. Most likely we'll do a pod coming up. Look for it where we actually rank those guys. But, and I think there's a chance that he could take a step forward. I think he will be better. The question is how much better. All right. One more segment to go. I see on the line one of my favorite midday show callers, who I don't know if has ever called Go Birds Radio. Wow. Maybe he has, but I'm pretty sure he hasn't. Can't wait to talk to him. Who is it? You'll find out next. Plus, your calls, 215-592-9494. One more segment to go for Go Birds Radio. We're coming right back. Final segment for Go Birds Radio from the beautiful Sportsbook at Parks Casino, brought to you by the Parks Casino Sportsbook. The all-new Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app has you covered. One more segment for us. The great Tom Kelly coming up next. I would say less of a drop-off from us to Tom Kelly than from Glenn and Ray to
more
us.
More of an upgrade.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a great start to the day.
Yeah.
Middle day, we
kind of a dip, and then it goes back up with Tom.
Perfect time to go to the beach.
Yes.
1-3.
Love Tom Kelly.
Yes. Great.
Big Tom Kelly
great
fan.
Great takes.
I'm a legit fan. I think Tom's awesome. He's a great listener.
One of my favorite follows.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. All right. Let's get to as many calls as we can before we get out of here, including one of my favorites on the midday, and maybe he's called us at a point on the weekends over the years, but I'm not sure that he has. Let's find out. The one, the only, Ron from Moncal. Ron!
Salty Seltzer.
What up, pal? You've never called us on Go Birds, have you? Or have you called once?
Once or twice.
Yeah. This is what a treat for everyone.
Yeah. ESPN. What's up, man? Brother?
How you doing? Pleasure
I'm
to
doing
talk
all right,
to you.
Man. Listen, on the quarterback, you know, I was with him. I was behind him, you know, and of course, you know, what we got a terrible team. We got brand new coaches. Now, you know, we got
second-year coaches.
Yeah.
We've put some playmakers on the field. I think they're going to be a little light in the running game. I think they need to beef that up for the kid. You know,
the running backs? Because, I mean, the running game was...
I think he's talking about getting, like, a Jordan Howard-esque type of back.
You got to get a John Ritchie in there. That's what you need, a pounder. You need a pounder. Every football team needs it. But I ultimately, you know, let me say this. ESPN, this is one of your hot takes that just make me crazy. You know?
All right, let's hear it.
Okay. You know I was going to come to you, right?
Always. I would expect that.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You know, I think it was last week or the week before you said, you know, your hot take was, this kid's got to do it this year.
Okay. He's got to win a playoff game, I believe is what he said.
Wait a minute. Let me finish, and then I'll listen.
Oh, good. Thanks, Ron, for setting the agenda. I appreciate it.
Okay. So you came out and you said, this is it. They've loaded it up. He's got to make the playoffs or
win a playoff game is what he said. Ron, he said he's got to win a playoff game is what he said.
Okay. If he doesn't, okay, then we got to move on. That was part of your statement, okay? Mm-hmm. Which I find was a little too, you know, strong because in my heart of heart, I think we have an this kid is a world-class athlete. There's no question about that. He's a world-class athlete, but is he a quarterback? And, you know, the next big, giant question mark that you guys are just not talking about, what do we got in coaches? We still don't know what we got in coaches.
Ron, it's a great point.
Here's what I'd say to you, Ron. So, like, yes, it's a high bar to set. I agree, to win a playoff game. But with the roster around him and the fact they could have a home playoff game, I don't think it's like that high of a bar. But here's the other reality of it. They
have a decision.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. They have a decision to make about him, right? If they go 2 years with him as a starting quarterback and they don't win a playoff game with him, that is not a good sign for the future. But also, they have to make a decision about him contractually. Because if Jalen makes the playoffs and they don't win a game, he's going to want a new contract, right? And they're going to have to decide whether they want to double down on him. Not to mention they have the two first-round picks next year. So I agree with you that, yes, it is a high bar. But ultimately, it's a high bar for a reason. Like, he is playing for a lot of money to be a franchise quarterback of a team. So, yes.
How many more years, though, until they got to give him that contract, too?
So, at the end of next year, he's eligible for a new deal. He's on a four-year deal.
Next year is the last year of the deal, but you know a lot of times his contract is for $1 million next year. If he is really good this year, like, there is a very good chance that he is not going to want to play that last year of the deal. You know how this works, you know? So Elliott Ray is something that is hanging over this. But to your point, I also agree. Look, the coaching is part of this, too. There are a lot of factors.
Big time.
Yeah, Ron, great call, buddy. Call us more often, man. Will you call us more often on the weekends, Ron, please?
What's that?
Call us more often on the weekends.
I'll try, brother.
All right. It's always a pleasure, man. Big fan of Ron from Monco. Let's keep it rolling. Let's go to Brookhaven and talk to our buddy Brandon. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, guys. How you doing? First and foremost, I just want to say that selfishly I do not want Ray Dinger to leave, but after hearing everything, his family and everything else, I can't be more happier with a guy.
Yeah. Brandon, that's exactly where I'm at. Like, I'm super bummed I won't have Ray in my life, but more importantly, I'm so happy for him and his family that he gets this.
Yeah, and to be able to watch a game with his son, the last game you watched was 30, I mean, man, that's good for his family.
I agree with you.
We can't be selfish on the radio listeners' part. We got to think of him and his family.
I totally agree with you, man.
Well, with that being said, I personally don't want to split up Go Birds Radio, but James, I think you'd be perfect sitting next to Glenn.
Oh, you are way too kind, Brandon. Way too kind.
But I don't like the hot takes sometimes, and I just don't think you have them that much. But you talk about everything that that Glenn would like, the TV shows and all. You'll be perfect.
All right, look, don't take James from me. I agree. James is the best. Everyone knows this, all right? No reason to take him from
me. Yeah, we have a Go James fan club.
I'm sure you're not the only James fan club. Way too nice here.
Quickly, I just think Hurts is getting hurt by the last game he played in against Tampa Bay. I mean, even Philadelphia was all on, Hurts, man. He's the next one. The next time he went to Tampa Bay, and I think that just killed him. Really,
I think it's a great point, Brandon. I think that we underrate just how sour a taste that left in our mouth. But on the flip side of that, the one thing we don't talk about enough, that he did have an ankle that got surgery after the game. Like,
yeah.
We don't talk about it. He wasn't running the same way he was earlier in the season.
That's part of it. And
I agree. That matters,
it's
right?
Part of it. In the playoff game, I agree, it left a bad taste in people's mouth. The playoff game also mattered a lot.
Yeah,
it mattered
a
lot.
It did.
So,
it
should have a somewhat large impact on how people feel about Jalen. It was the best team they had played at the end of the year. Like, I can see why it really impacts how people feel about him.
Yes, but to have Daniel Jones ahead of him,
I disagree with that.
I just don't get it.
Yeah.
But anyway,
thank you guys. Love you guys. James, get next to Glenn. I'll see
you. Thanks, Glenn. You're too kind, buddy. Really nice call. Let's keep it rolling. Let's squeeze my buddy Jim in Philadelphia. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, James. How you doing?
It's a pleasure, man.
Hey, second time I think I've called. So, okay. The Sims thing. I can't judge a quarterback until this season. I'd like to – you can't go into a season down. That's Sims' opinion. Mm-hmm. And getting new Hurts, until a quarterback wins the game this season, not last, I can't judge a rate. He doesn't have to carry the team, but a QB can lose it. I think we talked about this earlier. 8 new defensive coordinators. So, you there?
Yeah, we're here. Sorry. We're here, Jimmy. We're listening.
Yeah. So here's a joke. What did the hawk say to the eagle and the owl?
What did the hawk say to the eagle and the owl? I don't know.
Said the eagle, you guys want to take a bird bath?
All righty.
Jimmy!
You get it?
Yeah, what a pleasure, Jimmy. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for the call, my friend, as we're up against it. Let's try and squeeze Jimmy with a funny there.
Look at that.
Let's take one more, squeeze one more in here, my buddy John in Bryn Mawr. Hey, John.
Yo, James. How are you?
What up, pal? How you doing, man? Nice to talk to you on the weekend, my friend.
Yeah, you too. This is the first time I'm calling on the weekend.
I made
the mistake of I was going to put a bunch of stone down in my backyard, and I switched to sod. And, oh, boy, I didn't realize how much work it is to till all the grass and lift it up.
Yeah, I almost put sod in one time, but to what you're going through, I was like, I'm not capable
of doing
this.
Sounds horrible,
if we're being
honest.
It's a lot.
Yes.
Oh, my God, I'm an idiot, and now I started it, so I got to keep going. My wife will kill me.
Good luck, man.
I'll take a break and talk some Eagles and then get back to it. What's on your mind, Johnny?
Yeah, hey, you know what? With these wide receivers we have, We're not sure yet if Jalen, you know, can throw deep, but we do know that he can throw 15, 20, 25 yards. So this is really going to open up the flat for Goddard.
Yeah, and look, Goddard, I think, is an underrated player when we talk about this offense. He's an elite receiving tight end. He's one of the best receiving tight ends in the league. With A.J. Brown, Devontae, like, he's going to be more open.
And the one who hurts is, you know, Devontae last season, but Goddard's really the only of those
good
weapons.
Chemistry.
Yeah, they've been together part of the season before too, and then all of last season as well. So
at least we got money in his hands, and we know Jalen can throw 20 yards, so that's gonna get us a lot more first downs, so I'm excited for that.
Johnny, I love it. Call us more often and enjoy the sodding, I guess.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Absolutely, man. And I'll see you at the Phillies game.
Yes, we're going to have a blast, Johnny. It's going to be awesome this upcoming week with listeners. That'll be a good time. If you called in and we didn't get
–
yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah.
If you called in and we didn't get to you, I'm so sorry. We appreciate it. Definitely call next week. We'll get you up.
Yeah, we see who's on the board. We'll get you next week.
We got you. And we appreciate everyone who calls in. We literally could not do the show without you. Thank you to Moshe Kravitz doing an awesome job in the studio. Thank you to Heer Hood doing a great job here on site with us. And again, you know, thank you to Ray and Glenn for allowing us to follow them for three plus years. It's really humbling and a true honor. And everyone tune in tomorrow 10-1 because that is going to be a special, special day. And tune in now because our guy Tom Kelly is coming
up. Also going to be special.
Love Tom Kelly. So check that out as well. Thank you to everyone. Again, we could not do it without you. He's Elliot M. James. Thanks for listening to another edition of Go Birds Radio. And let me remind you one more time about the all-new Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. It is here. Get in on all the action, whether it's baseball, basketball, hockey, playoffs, golf, futures bets, or so much more on the upcoming football season. Download the all-new Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app. Make your first bet risk-free up to $700. $150. Bet on more than score. Bet on individual player performances, home runs, hits, strikeouts in baseball, points, rebounds, assists in basketball, and more. Bet Parks is the official sportsbook and casino app of Go Birds. It's the only one that we here recommend. The Bet Parks Casino and Sportsbook app, where odds, bets, slots, and games all come together in perfect harmony right in your pocket. Sportsbook and all your favorite casino games for real money, all in one amazing app. Live in-game betting lets you bet while you watch. And more than anything, we're watching these games anyway. We love sports. Having a little action on it just makes it so much more fun. And again, here's the deal. If you download right now in the App Store, Google Play Store, or betparks.com, use our promo code GOBIRDS. That's G-O-B-I-R-D-S. Get your risk-free bet. BetParks is also the official proud betting operator of the PGA Tour.